The first person I was introduced to was a person who's doing their master's degree course, doing research on the vocalizations of bush babies. It was her, Annette Anderson, her name was, and she was doing this project on the calls of bush babies, because there's a famous biologist called R.J. Andrew, who'd written a paper about the calls of bush babies. So we knew they called, but she hadn't actually heard them. And I arrived, you know, sort of fresh-faced, sort of 21-year-old, keen to sort of do a study. And she said, well, I'm really worried about my project, because although I'm studying the calls of bush babies, I haven't made any calls. And we had them in captivity in rooms, quite large rooms, like sitting rooms, if you like. And each group was in a separate room. And what had happened, they'd all settled down, and there was nothing happening in their lives. You know, there was no variation. And as you probably know, you don't really make calls unless you need to. Mm. So there was no calling. But my project was to put them together in pairs to see how they would relate to members of different age and sex, you know, and see what the relationships were like, and to see at what extent they depended on the sense of smell and the sense of hearing and so on, and the sense of vision. So I started putting them together. And of course, as soon as I put different individuals who didn't know each other, as soon as I put them together, they would start calling, because sometimes they were fighting, sometimes they were chasing, sometimes they were interacting in a friendly way. So I got a whole range of calls. We had an automated system where you could record these in the rooms, and we generated thousands and thousands of recordings, which she used for her analysis of bush baby calls. And she was able to identify and name 25 different calls for this one species of bush baby that we had in captivity. Mm. And I was impressed. I mean, I think chimpanzees have about 25 different distinctive, structurally different calls. And she was able to show all these different calls, and also what the context was. So she would study the situations in which they gave the calls, you know, when they were with others, or when they were advertising their presence, or when they were fighting, or where the babies, for example, give different calls from the adults, and so on. And then catalogue the whole thing. And she wrote it up and got her degree.
was that your first field trip then?
That was my first exposure to doing research. But along with the captive studies that we were doing in the university in these rooms, I was able to go off into the field. And I went off, and I remember the technician that went with me, my first field trip, he took along a huge parabolic reflector. Mm-hmm. And we started recording the animals in the wild. And once you do that, it's absolutely fascinating. Yeah. Because you start to not only understand the calls, but you hear all sorts of animals that you would never have noticed previously.